Get details this morning on this year's annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. It's happening this weekend. The local chapter of the National Association of Letter Carriers, and Jeff Kranz is with us in the studio this morning. They just keep reeling you back in.
I just can't get away, Chris.
You know what, though? It does say something about the dedication of the letter carriers to this cause, that you actually keep doing this and being involved in this even after you're retired.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I mean,
31 years nationally.
Yeah.
We've been doing this.
And it is a huge undertaking.
Yeah, it is. Volunteers, you know, getting out there, the extra work that the active carriers have to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost a year round thing to get it planned.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the logistics of how this works, because I mean, for just the general public, you put out your donated foods by the mailbox the morning. What is Saturday morning? Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And that's pretty much it. But what goes on behind the scenes is pretty impressive.
Yeah. So we'll have volunteers from not only the United Way, from the West Ohio Food Bank will be there. Mm-hmm. They come in probably 7:30, 8 o'clock Saturday. They'll set everything up. They'll have their trucks there. That's when we encourage your listeners to have the food out by their mailbox. Mm-hmm. Then we have maps printed up. Then the volunteers start rolling in, give them maps of where to go to these routes, sections of town to mm-hmm. sweep through town.
Yeah.
We've got other places, maybe some businesses that might just do something on their own.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I still carried, there's a bank on my route that just would have a table set up, and I just would go in and deliver the mail. And I don't know, there's a big table of food there, and they would say, this is for yeah. you guys. So get that food back, get
yeah.
sorted, goes down to the West Ohio Food Bank in Lima. They obviously go through it to check for outdated, you know,
right.
spoilage and
right.
stuff. Then that's earmarked. Then we'll come right back to Findlay and Hancock County. So everything that's collected here will eventually get back here to be distributed to the folks in the community in need.
Yeah. It is important to recognize the volunteers who give of their time to basically do the mail carrier's job for a day, probably recognizing you know, just how challenging that job is to hit every household every single day. But you know, to be able to cover that those routes and collect all of that, because if it were just the letter carriers, it just wouldn't be possible.
Yeah, we'd be out there for, you know, 8, 9 o'clock,
yeah.
you know, because there's
yeah.
times that, and depending on the routes, that really do get a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of overwhelming
yeah.
for us to do just by ourselves. That's why, you know, like I said, we have folks from the United Way,
mm-hmm.
Retired carriers like myself that go up and help out that day. Get a lot of family members
mm-hmm.
of folks. So,
yeah.
you know, we need those people to help out and just recognize, your listeners recognize that if the carrier doesn't necessarily pick that up,
yeah.
don't freak
don't
out.
Panic. Yeah, yeah,
those that
exactly.
that's they're there to help us out.
Because it's not just the manpower, too, to say nothing of the space. I mean, it's not like the delivery trucks have a whole lot of extra space for a
no.
bunch of food,
yeah.
too. So, you know, from that standpoint. And that does bring up the point, as you mentioned, you want to have people get their donations out early in the day on Saturday, even before their normal delivery time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't please by about 8 o'clock because
mm-hmm.
we'll get folks out shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't think that, you know, you got, oh, my carrier doesn't get there till noon, so I'll put
yeah.
it out there. And there's always the option that if your listeners are out that day, that morning,
mm-hmm.
they can always come up to the parking lot that's right behind Great Scott. They'll see the food bank truck and stuff there.
Yeah.
And they could always come up there and drop it off as
terrific.
Well.
Terrific. Is there, I don't mean to put you on the spot, how much food do you anticipate collecting? I mean, based on past collections and all of that.
We're probably, the past few years, we've been getting about 10 to 15,000 pounds.
Wow.
So that's how it's run. Mm-hmm. Nationally, we're just short of 2 billion with the bee pounds nationally.
Wow.
Like I said, it's the largest single day food drive in the country.
Yeah. So it is Saturday, and this is primarily in town, but rural carriers collecting as well?
It's primarily in town.
Okay.
The rural carriers, they understand that, you know, if this, you know, the word gets out that they might have some stuff mm-hmm. to pick up.
But generally with volunteers, they're...
it's going to be, be in town.
In town. As you mentioned, all of this stuff comes back to the community to be distributed here locally.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that in the past, a number of drives, the Findlay Food for All challenge that's going on right now as well. This is an important time of the year for those food banks and meal providers and so on. Because the holiday donation is starting to run out.
Yeah, everybody think, you know, it's, and we've heard this from the food pantries that mm-hmm. that we support. You know, everybody thinks, oh, Christmas time, Thanksgiving, around that holiday stretch there. Mm-hmm. But we've talked about this in the past, that this drive at this time kind of provides a bridge mm-hmm. Through the summer months, and especially with families that have kids, you know, they might get, you know, their lunches, or sometimes they have before school programs. Mm-hmm. Now, when they're out of school, then right. they're faced with that. And, you know, when you look at nationally, 44 million people fall under the food insecurity category. 13 million of those are mm-hmm. children.
Yeah.
At this time of year, this really helps.
And the letter carriers kind of see this on a daily basis, because you visit all these homes every single day. And so there are few people who recognize the need so much as letter carriers.
Yeah, when we're out in the community every day, you know, on our routes, some of us have been, I was on one of my routes for 11 years, and mm-hmm. you see families and you become a part of that little section, neighborhood, mm-hmm. so to speak, and you see that firsthand. And that's why this hits home with us so much.
Yeah. Again, it is Saturday morning, the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, the National Association of Letter Carriers, and the local chapter. As you mentioned, if folks would also like to donate in person, they can do that as well. So
yeah, correct. Maybe, yep.
Maybe, out there right behind Great Scott.
Yep. See, mm-hmm.
Massive undertaking. Jeff Krantz, again, with us this morning. Jeff, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.